Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to actually control the content on the site, so submit things to it. Things can be news articles, blog posts, YouTube videos, whatever you find online that you want to share with us and other listeners, because when it appears on the site, it becomes votable. You can vote something up if you like it, or down if you don't, and then we will see that, and maybe we'll talk about some of those things on the air, as we have done so far tonight. So, of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-453. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the Glenn Greenwald slash Ed Snowden slash NSA revelations that continue to come out. As Greenwald has pointed out, not only does he have more about the NSA, but he also has the some documents about the British equivalent of the NSA. And he plans on releasing even more of those now that they've messed with his lover, his partner at the airport, detaining him for 9 hours for terrorism questioning. So Greenwald is not happy about that, and he's getting ready to, I guess, release some more damning information in the near future. Meantime, there's news from the Washington Post. I guess it's not just the Guardian that has this information from Snowden. Apparently, the Post also has those files, and they've been looking through them as well. They've released info here. Basically, a court decision by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court about the NSA and their use of snooping on what is called upstream collection. So data that is lifted directly from fiber optic cables that make the backbone of the Internet, saying essentially that the snooping they were doing was deficient on statutory and constitutional grounds. So not only was it unconstitutional, but it wasn't even authorized by their own statutes. So they were just doing whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, it's. I find it interesting that they actually, perhaps stopped. That they got caught on this.
That's a claim
that they got caught on this. And well, usually when somebody gets caught, they tend to pull back for a little while. I don't know.
Well, they claim they shut down in 2011, which was the year the court opinion ruled the upstream collection to be unconstitutional. So this would have been before, long before the Ed Snowden revelations.
Okay.
Sean Turner, their administrative director for national intelligence, did say to The Guardian that the program was stopped for operational and resource reasons, but it may not have been the full truth. It seems that it was possible the program was in fact shut down because of the FISA court deeming it unlawful. The existence of this opinion was first disclosed last year by Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, who said that he knew of at least one secret court opinion outlining how the NSA had circumvented the FISA court. His statement prompted rights group Electronic Frontier Foundation to launch a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit to obtain a copy of the opinion, and the government has been fighting to stop its release and was dealt a blow in June when a FISA court ruling published it, one step closer to having to publish some of the details. Aside from the important new information about the 2011 court opinion, the latest post-scoop also details previously undisclosed NSA rule-breaking. In one incident in 2012, according to the paper, the NSA unlawfully retained 3,032 files that it had been ordered by the FISA court to destroy. In addition, a May 2012 internal NSA audit counted 2,776 incidents in the preceding 12 months of unauthorized collection, storage, access, or distribution of legally protected communications.
That's an average of 7.6 incidents per day. That's assuming a 7-day work week.
You think they are? Well, I suppose they might be.
Errors such as this, witting or unwitting, are an inevitable part of any surveillance operation. In the UK, for instance, the selection of spying mistakes conducted by security and police agencies are documented annually in oversight reports. But given that the NSA reportedly intercepts a massive 1.7 billion communications every day, it's surprising that internal reports of unlawful surveillance are not far higher. This may be explained in part by the fact that the figures published by the Post account for only incidents at the NSA's Fort Meade headquarters and other facilities in the Washington area, not its many other regional operation centers that are scattered across the world. So that's pretty insightful. So
thousands of breaches at
the Fort Meade area. Yeah.
I guess around Washington.
The Washington area. thousands of unauthorized breaches, clearly unconstitutional, clearly unauthorized by statute.
Yeah, and the funny thing about all of this information is that it was released roughly 2.5, maybe 3 weeks after the U.S. House of Representatives voted on an amendment to a defense spending bill. The amendment would have essentially defunded the NSA unless they had specific warrants for certain information. And while this was up for debate, there was some committee hearing. People from the NSA, FBI, CIA, they all got subpoenaed, went in, testified to Congress, and sat there and lied to Congress and said, no, it's very few instances where we do something wrong. Very few.
Thousands.
And I guess one could look and say, hold on, well, one could look and say that, you know, 7.6 mistakes per day is
a few.
Yeah.
If you're looking at billions of...
Right, when you have billions of emails, thousands of mistakes, you know, is no big deal, right?
Yeah, but didn't you say that one mistake included 3,000 emails?
Oh, did I say that? I don't know.
It was one of the next to last.
The NSA unlawfully retained 3,032 files that it had been ordered to destroy.
Yeah, so 3,032 files, and that's one
mistake.
That's
only one mistake, yeah. I see.
Not 3,000 mistakes.
Right. So there you go. That's the latest on the NSA. Of course, as we learn more, we'll fill you in other privacy-related news. Mega is entering the privacy email world. We talked on the weekend on our Saturday show about LavaBit and the founder of LavaBit.com, which was an encrypted email service that existed until just recently when the founder shut it down because of threats on the part of the U.S. federal government. He did the heroic thing and actually shut down his entire business rather than give the feds a back door into his privacy or in his customers' private
and
data.
And I think he's saying now that he is possibly facing some sort of
criminal charge.
It hasn't happened yet.
Contempt or,
yes.
or some weird, goofy catch-all. The U.S. Attorney's Office has contacted him and threatened him and told him that he may be charged with contempt of court for not following the court's order and giving the feds full access to his system. So instead, he shut it down.
If he could give full access because it was encrypted and he couldn't give full access.
Well, he could give them future access to all future emails sent. Kim.com.
Refusing to work as a front for the CIA and the NSA is now considered a crime.
Yeah. Kim.com's privacy company, Mega, is developing secure email services to run on its entirely non-U.S.-based server network, because that was one of the things the LavaBit guy said in his, if you go to LavaBit.com, you can read his email that he sent out to all of his users saying, sorry, it's over. He did add at the end that one should not, if one is going to be doing anything secure or encrypted or anything like that, have the information in a U.S.-based server place. Just don't want to do that. So Kim.com is on that. He understands that, and he's set up Mega to not be based in the U.S. And let's see here. Last week, of course, LavaBit, as we told you, shut down. And also last week, Mega's chief executive, Vikram Kumar, told ZDNet that the company was being asked to deliver secure email and voice services. In the wake of the closures, he expanded on his plans. Kumar said, work is in progress, building off the end-to-end encryption and contacts functionality already working for documents in Mega. The biggest tech hurdle, he says, is providing email functionality that people expect, such as searching emails that are trivial to provide if emails are stored in plain text or available as plain text on the server side. Because if all of your emails are encrypted, then what his point is searching through them is a little bit more complicated, as in you would essentially have to unencrypt the emails to search through them. So he goes on to say that if all the server can see is encrypted text, as is the case with true end-to-end encryption, then all the functionality has to be built in client-side. It's not quite impossible, but very, very hard. That's why even Silent Circle didn't go there. And Silent Circle was another one who shut down their email service as well. 855, 453, they did it preemptively. They hadn't been approached by the feds yet, as I understood it. More coming up. We'll tell you more about Mega's plans for encrypted email on the way.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share on the site. We've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for gold and silver, the place to go is gold.freetalklive.com. There you can get some of the best rates on gold and silver that you're going to be able to find, especially from a reputable organization like Midas Resources. I've worked with Midas Resources for years. Free Talk Live has worked with Midas Resources for years. Ian, you've purchased Midas Resources
several times,
yeah. And so you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Trust the service you're going to get there at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do they have the pieces that are listed right there on the website, but if you call the number that's there at gold.freetalklive.com, you can get specialty pieces, different kinds of metals. I've actually got some platinum from Midas, and I believe they've got even more sort of unusual metals. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here, or in this case to Skype, where, by the way, you can connect with us at username lrn.fm, as Benjamin has done in California. Benjamin, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys have been kind of discussing secrets of the government and what they are telling us and what they aren't telling us. And I'd like to discuss, over the last week or two, there have been a couple disclosures, I guess by the CIA or people who have done Freedom of Information Act requests on the CIA, that, now get this, you will hardly believe it, but the CIA was involved in a coup of Iran in 1953.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's utterly shocking.
You're telling me that the CIA meddles in the affairs of foreign countries?
You know, I wouldn't have believed it until I saw it in the mainstream media, but they finally admitted to
it. And wow. They only ever did this the one time in 1953, right?
Well, I have no idea. This is just what happened to be released today, which I guess is like the anniversary of the incident.
So 60 years later. They're accustomed to it.
Well, I think, if I remember the story correctly, some organization did a Freedom of Information Act request on them like a year ago, got a hold of a bunch of documents, and they finally released the stuff today. But in either case, who cares? But it just amazed me seeing stuff in the news, and people are like, oh, can you believe this? And I'm like, I thought everybody knew this. I am shocked.
This was the Shah, right? The situation with the Shah of Iran?
Right.
Yeah, this was the was a monarchy, was it, or was it an elected government? It's hard for I think it was an elected government for which the it was overthrown for the Shah. Is that right?
Yeah, if I remember my history correctly, I think they had some sort of monarchy kind of system, and then there was a coup that installed democracy, and then that caused all sorts of mess because people didn't like the perceived elected leader. But I'm not an expert. All I know is the CIA meddles and stuff. But then you have also other secrets, like, guys, there's a place in Nevada where the military conducts secret tests of new technology. Apparently it's called Area 51.
Right, I heard they recently admitted that Area 51 is real.
Right. Apparently it was the first time the government has acknowledged the existence. I mean, nobody knew. People just assumed, well, the government just has fences and signs saying they'll kill you if you come any closer, right. You know, protecting empty fields, and there was an airbase out there.
It's a dry lake bed.
Yeah, you know. But so this takes me to NSA and Glenn Greenwald, because he's saying the worst disclosures are yet to come, and it makes me think, well, what the heck are they going to release? Because, see, I'm the kind of person who the latest releases so far have just been confirmations of what I already knew. It's like,
yeah.
You know your wife's cheating on you, but you don't know your wife's cheating on you until someone says, hey, I have photos and video of it.
Right.
Would you like to see? And that's all the latest disclosures have been like, hey, would you like the photos and video proving what you already knew?
What's next?
And the only thing I can come up with, but I like to hear what you guys think, is that they have been doing things like rigging elections and blackmailing judges and just crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But I can't conceive of what's worse than they're just taking everything. They're collecting all of it.
Did you know that the CIA also brings drugs into the United States from foreign countries? Wait, they haven't admitted to that one, have they?
I don't think they've admitted to that one yet.
Everybody knew that happened. That's why it's called the cocaine importation agency.
But Benjamin is going through the list of recent publicly acknowledged stories that, like, everybody's always known about these agencies. Now they're copping to some of this stuff 60 years later. So that one I don't think has been admitted to yet, Daryl.
I don't know, but everybody knows it.
A lot of people are aware, yes.
Right.
So I haven't been able to find any documentation on this, Daryl, that the CIA has brought drugs into this country. I've certainly heard a lot of people saying it, but just because there's a meme out there doesn't make it necessarily true, right?
Well, I have heard firsthand from people that were in Afghanistan who said that it was their job to guard the poppy fields for the CIA.
That much, well, we got pictures of people guarding, of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields. That much is true. Exactly why they're guarding poppy fields, they'll say that, well, what their intention is to stabilize the region, and if they have to stabilize the region by guarding poppy fields, then that's what they'll do. But, I mean, you know, people can say anything. I could tell you that while I was the 8.5 years I was in prison, that the CIA used me as a covert killer and sent me around the world, and you would have one heck of a time to prove that that wasn't the case. And that's why I got out early.
Sure.
There you go.
So what is your guys' speculation on what the worst is yet to come will be? What do you think hasn't been released that will be released? Or what would you expect or suspect?
I don't know. I thought your guesses were pretty good.
Yeah, I have no clue how much. I just don't know. I guess as far as the things that, to me, nothing surprises me at this point. Everything the government does, I'm, you know, unsurprised.
I think Benjamin's suggestions were good because it would be a shock, I think, to a lot of people to, for instance, the NSA, everybody knows now, collects a lot of information, but we don't have anything alleging they ever do anything about it, you know, besides pass the information on. But what if they are doing, as you suggested, Benjamin, and actually blackmailing people or meddling in some way in elections and things like that?
Here's the information that I'm waiting to be declassified. To find out for sure that the Loch Ness Monster is actually a surveillance drone placed in Loch Ness to surveil against the British government.
There's not much government along Loch Ness. This is shorelines.
Surveil some dinghies. They're using satellites in conjunction with the underwater surveillance drone, Mark.
There you go.
I really have no idea, Benjamin. And like I said, your speculation is the best I've heard. So I'm going to go with what you said. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
I just couldn't think of anything. So
I guess we'll find out over time here. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here, Daryl has a story. In the courtrooms of America, where one judge has fired a clerk, and what are the reasons why? Well, they're pretty shocking. We'll share them with you here in moments. 855-453. It's pretty difficult to get fired from a government job, especially one as high-ranking as a clerk of a court. More coming up. We'll give you the details, and you can take control as well. Bring up anything at 855-453.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We share them with you. You can go and enjoy at freetalklive.com, including our cam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. Once again, it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Whatever it is that you need to do for yourself and your family, the chances are good that LegalZoom has a sort of template that they can make something that'll work for you. They ask you some questions, you answer the questions, and they spit out a document for you. These documents have been accepted in all 50 states. Now, they aren't lawyers, but they were created by one. So if you need a prenup or a power of attorney, pet protection, divorce, immigration, bankruptcy, deed transfer, copyright, whatever you might need, they've got it at LegalZoom.com. Common legal documents that people trust at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. Again, FTL at LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we're going to go into one of the courtrooms of America with Daryl. I'm not sure where this is taking place.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
I don't know if it's the good one or the bad one.
This could be any courtroom, anywhere. Just because it happened in Kansas City doesn't mean that it's only likely to happen in Kansas City. This is a story about power.
Yes.
This is a story about a bureaucrat who actually tried to do the right thing.
Yes.
And was punished for it.
Yes. So the story here from KansasCity.com, it says a Kansas City man freed from prison 3 decades after being wrongfully convicted of rape considers Sharon Snyder his angel, for giving him a public document that showed him how to properly seek DNA test. A Jackson County Circuit judge considers the 34-year-old court, no, hold on, the 34-year court employee an insubordinate for offering legal advice and being too chatty about courthouse matters.
Wow.
So she was probably Snyder, in her 50s then.
Snyder, a 70-year-old great-grandmother who was fired 9 months before she was scheduled to retire, sees herself somewhere in the middle and insists she would provide the same help if she had a chance to do it again.
Well, she's a principled woman.
Robert Nelson, 49, was convicted in 1984 of a Kansas City rape that he insisted he did not commit and sentenced to 50 years for forcible rape, 5 years for forcible sodomy, and 15 years for first-degree robbery. The judge ordered the sentence to start after he finished serving time for robbery convictions in two unrelated cases prior to the rape conviction. Those sentences ended in 2006. In August 2009, Nelson filed a motion seeking DNA testing that had not been available at his trial 25 years earlier, but Jackson County Circuit Judge David Byrne denied the request. Two years later.
You can't have DNA testing. I can understand that if they say, you know, 30 years, we just don't have the evidence anymore. I suppose I can understand that, that you shouldn't just go releasing somebody because they've demanded a DNA test and you don't have the evidence for it. But if they've got the evidence, you don't tell them, no, they can't have a DNA test on it. That's crazy.
Apparently you do, and if you're this judge.
What person is not interested in justice at all, in my opinion?
No, he's interested in keeping people in a cage, apparently.
2 years later, Nelson asked the judge to reconsider, but again, Byrne rejected the motion because it fell short of what was required under the statute Nelson had cited. After the second motion failed in October 2011...
This is common, by the way, to send something into a court and have a judge bat it back at you because it was somehow legally deficient, as though you are supposed to know what all their stupid rules are.
While you're sitting in jail for 30 years.
Right. It's all you've got is the law library and you don't have attorneys. And this is one of the ways.
If you even have a sufficient law library, right. and frequently you don't.
Frequently that's the case. And this is one of the ways that attorneys protect and unionize the legal system for themselves. This judge is an attorney. Attorneys do not want lay people having access to the legal system. Otherwise, they can't do the job. Plumbers don't, frankly, want you plumbing. Chiropractors don't want you adjusting your back.
Well, the good news, though, is that plumbers can't use the violence of the state to stop you from plumbing your own house, at least in a lot of cases. Some places they might have actually made it illegal to do things to your own house without using some licensed contractor. But, yeah, it is a protection racket. And when a judge tells you that your motion was deficient, he never explains why.
Right.
He never you needed a comma on line two. He never explains, well, it's because you didn't have right legal size paper or whatever.
There are times when they'll just deny a motion and not
with
even
no
tell
explanation.
You why they denied the motion.
Yeah, that's what most of my motions come back is just the word denied. Never an explanation. And if you ask a government court bureaucrat for any kind of assistance, they always have the same thing they tell you.
You can't give legal advice.
Right.
I have asked for definitions of words and was told we can't give legal advice. I'm not asking you for legal advice. I'm asking you for a definition.
Well, I
give legal advice.
I don't want advice. Just give me a suggestion. How about a hint?
But the fact is that their definitions are legal advice. I mean, frankly, if you knew the definitions to words, you'd have some advice on your side. So they can't even define that. Yep. I wouldn't personally, if I were working at one of these places, I wouldn't go out on a limb for somebody I don't know, just give them some definitional word as I understand it. Look, these lawyers can. You put
right, but
10
no,
lawyers
you
in a room.
Have books that tell you what the definition of words are.
Well, a clerk, a legal, a law, a, excuse me, a clerk of the court isn't a lawyer. So
they still have the same book that the judge reads because they read the book to the judge. And they show the judge the pretty pictures.
What's up, lawyers?
No, my ex-girlfriend, ex-fiance was a clerk of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Not the elected clerk of the court, but she worked for the clerk of the court. And no way. No qualifications. I mean, they learn things
just
over time.
Just shuffling papers.
Just a bureaucrat filing and shuffling papers.
So after the second motion failed in October 2011, Snyder gave Nelson's sister, C. Dunnell, a copy of a motion filed in a different case in which the judge sustained a DNA request.
So just to clarify, Snyder was the court worker.
Yes.
The woman who, the 70-year-old lady who was working for the court, she gave this information to a man who had been wrongfully convicted of rape.
Yeah, gave
sister.
The document to his sister because he's in jail.
Right. So she came to the court to help out, and
yes,
this old lady helped her by saying, look, here's a case where it worked.
Here's a case.
Yep. Nelson, hold on, it gets better.
I can't imagine it can get much better or worse.
Nelson used that motion, which is a public document.
Of course.
That his sister could have gotten if she had known its significance and known where to find it.
Correct.
All she could have used this as a guide for a motion he filed in February of 2012, again seeking DNA testing. That August, Burns sustained the motion, found Nelson to be indigent, and appointed Laura O'Sullivan, legal director of the Midwest Innocence Project, to represent him.
All right.
The Kansas City Police Department's crime lab concluded last month that DNA test excluded Nelson as the source of the evidence recovered from the 1983 rape scene, and he was freed on June 12th of this year.
Amazing.
She gave me a lot of hope, Nelson said of Snyder. She and my sister gave me strength to go on and keep trying. I call her my angel. She says she's not, but she truly is.
He better be mowing her lawn for the rest of her life.
5 days after Nelson was released, court administrator Jeffrey Eisenbeis took Snyder into Burns' office near closing time and said, we have a problem.
We'll come back with the remainder of the story. How did she end up getting outed is what I want to know. Who put it out there that she had done this in the first place to attract that attention? More coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up anything you want if you dial in toll free to 855-450-FREE. You can also do what our caller earlier did and contact us on Skype, and then you'll sound really great if you get an even semi-decent microphone. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm, and don't forget, again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, then please consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. We actually had a gentleman who canceled his amp a few days ago, and I wrote him. He had written, well, whenever somebody cancels their amp, I always write them, you know, and say, hey, is everything okay? Is there something that, you know,
you want to make sure people aren't upset?
Oh, that, and also want to make sure that something didn't break. Sometimes, like your PayPal subscription, if your, let's say your PayPal is tied to a credit card, your credit card expires, then PayPal will just automatically cancel all your subscriptions. It's like some kind of service, but it's a bit of a hassle because then you have to recreate them. So sometimes people will have a subscription cancel, and they won't even necessarily know it because it might be tied to another email account or something they don't check very often. So I always like to just send out an email. So the guy wrote back, and he said, well, he doesn't really listen to Free Talk Live anymore, and he's just busy with other things, and wants to send his money to the shows that he does spend time listening to, because there are a bunch of Liberty shows out there, and Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody, and that's understandable.
Yeah, well, it's so understandable that Free Talk Live has put together the LRN.FM network. We don't propose that Free Talk Live is the greatest Liberty show to ever exist. It is the biggest one, the biggest true Liberty program.
The most commercially successful radio program in the Liberty movement. That's probably true.
That's probably an accurate statement. So, there's some great stuff out there, and we put it on LRN.FM because we understand it's great and that it appeals to folks, and we want the ideas of Liberty to be out there and pervasive. Free Talk Live really is focused at a radio audience, bringing the message to new people, as opposed to, you know, going into the depth of it and really getting into the meat of the issues on Liberty.
Exactly. So I had written back to this gentleman sort of explaining, hey, you know, really appreciate all the help that you've given Free Talk Live over the years, and thank you for that. And just encouraged him to keep in mind, because he did suggest maybe he'd come back in the future, and I suggested to him that he keep in mind that even if he's not listening to Free Talk Live,
even if you aren't, you know, listening 21 hours a week, because we do a lot of Free Talk Live yes. every week. I mean, it's 3 hours of live radio every single night. When you break that down for the podcast and you cut out most of the commercial breaks, it comes down to, and cut out the news breaks, it comes down to a solid 2 hours per night via podcast. So still a lot of audio content to listen to. I don't blame somebody for not being able to listen to all of it. Some people can because they, like some of the folks we met today at lunch or at dinner, they've got, you know, they work for the post office, so they got a route that they're walking, you know, 6-7 hours a day. So plenty of time to listen to podcasts there. But you know, if all you're doing every day is driving to work for 15 or minutes or 30 minutes, you wouldn't have enough time for all of Free Talk Live. So I get that. But what I pointed out to him was that Free Talk Live is very good at doing something that none of the other podcasts are really doing, with the exception of the Freedom Fiends. Free Talk Live is on over 125 AM and FM radio stations across the country. We're on satellite radio as well, and of course the internet feeds and the podcasts. But there's a bunch of Liberty podcasts, but there are only literally like two syndicated Liberty talk shows. Free Talk Live has been around. We've been doing it the longest. The Freedom Fiends just got syndicated this year, so congratulations to Michael Dean and Nima Vedati, and they're already getting a few affiliates. Thanks to the way that we paved here at Free Talk Live by being the most successfully most commercially successful syndicated talk radio show that is focused on the ideas of Liberty. So the suggestion that I made to this gentleman was that, look, if you can find the $5 or whatever per month to be a Free Talk Live amplifier, it makes a big difference for us, because the reason we have 125 radio affiliates is because of the AMP program. It doesn't matter if you listen. The fact is there are people out there listening who've never heard these ideas before, and every new radio station we get, and by the way, we are now on in Chicago on WCKG, which is a huge market.
Huge market.
Every new station that we get is a new, untapped audience, who many of whom have never heard these ideas in any meaningful fashion. Maybe they heard Ron Paul on a clip some brief news channel put on, you know, a couple of years ago. But on a nightly basis, to really talk about the ideas of freedom, no one else is doing that. No one else has the market penetration that we do. But we're not rolling in dough. It's not like we're just flush with cash.
It's huge
here.
Every amplifier.
Still waiting on that Coke check to come in.
Every person that gives up a caramel, soy, macchiato, or whatever a month and gives us instead the $5,
mm-hmm.
That person, I mean, there's a few hundred people that do this, Ian?
Yeah, a few hundred.
That do this. So that kind of money, that allows us to do this marketing and really reach these people that have these radio stations. More money means more reaching of more people on more radio stations. What Free Talk Live can show is, you know, for your money, consistently we add stations. We're up to 125. The idea that there's a voluntarist radio program on people's radio stations, and the same stations they listen to, like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and a variety of liberal and conservative shows around the nation, the idea is completely unheard of. And many of our podcast listeners, who are, you know, our most loyal of listeners, they have no clue, because they can get a podcast about anything, anywhere. You want a podcast about dealing, hands of poker? They've got it. Or
yeah, sure.
Podcast about, your favorite form of fabric? They've got it. But so they have no clue what really the what's unusual about Free Talk Live. And to take it a step further, Free Talk Live delivers content to these radio stations 7 days a week, which means that they can pick us up on Saturday or Sunday or Saturday and Sunday and try us out on the weekend. And then as they see that we bring in the ratings, and Free Talk Live does bring in the ratings when we had the opportunity to see that,
mm-hmm.
like, for instance, in WXNT in Indianapolis, where we were the top-rated show on the station from the weekend, and they put us on the weekdays. And when they put us on the weekdays, a strange thing happened. First, we got a bunch of calls from Indianapolis where they're like,
What?
You guys are crazy. What are you saying? And there was a lot of
You guys are crazy.
Well, a lot of shock about the ideas we were talking about when we were put on weekdays. But after a few weeks, those calls died down, and people began to listen to the ideas, and they saw the consistency. The ratings never died down. We know, because we have PPM ratings from that marketplace, and the ratings never died down. The people just stopped calling, and the reason they stopped calling, I suspect, was because they got the ideas, they got the consistency, and the voluntarist, libertarian ideas that we purport here on Free Talk Live – were internalized by radio audiences in Indianapolis.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Remember, you don't have to listen to the show a bunch or at all to support what we're doing here. As long as someone is listening, and there's a bunch of someones out there, like I said, over 100 stations, 125 of them now.
I contend a 250,000 people hear Free Talk Live a week.
Every week. That's pretty good. Not bad. We can do better, and we can do better with your help. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, sometimes helping another person can get you into trouble, especially if you're a court clerk, in this case in Kansas City, where one 70-year-old grandmother decided to help...
Great-grandmother,
thank you. Decided to help a man out and give him the information that he needed to file a proper motion to get a DNA test done that then eventually exonerated him from a wrongful rape conviction, which was going to keep him in prison for pretty much the rest of his life.
Well, wasn't he in for 30 years already?
Well, he was in on some robbery charges, apparently.
From the conviction in 84 until 2006, he was serving a different sentence.
I see.
And then he began his 50-year rape sentence in 06.
So he was in for about 6 years on the rape sentence before he was finally released.
Yes.
And now you said it was right before nine months before this woman's retirement date, the judge calls her into the office.
Yes. 5 days after Nelson was released, court administrator Jeffrey Eisenbeis took Snyder into Byrne being the judge, into his office near closing time and told her the prosecutor and defense attorney, quote, had a problem with her involvement in the case. She was suspended without pay, ordered to stay out of the courthouse unless she had permission to be there, and scheduled to meet with a human resources investigator on June 20th. Snyder says, at first, I didn't know if my pension was going to be intact. All I could do was curl up in a fetal position and cry. She had been planning to retire in March. She later found out her pension...
Of next year. She's months away from retirement.
9 months. She later found out her pension would be just fine.
Oh, wow.
She was fired June 27th. And there's a couple more paragraphs here.
We will continue, and there's also breaking news about the story about The Guardian and the Ed Snowden material. Literally, fresh off the presses here. We'll share that with you coming up in Hour 3, 855 450 free.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the thing. Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges. Show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite, probiotic dark chocolate, packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.